May the words of my mouth and the meditation of all of our hearts bring glory to you, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. The reading from the book of Ephesians today speaks to us in powerful ways about the transforming power of Jesus Christ in our lives. It speaks of the process of sanctification, where we partner with our Lord to be better than we were yesterday. Through our prayer, our meditation, our commitment to study Scripture, our intent to be in experiences of worship, and to be in fellowship with each other, we deliberately and intentionally get up every morning and ask for God's guidance and direction to be better than we were yesterday. The passage begins, "Therefore, each of you must put off falsehood and speak truthfully to his neighbor, for we are all members of the body." To speak truth in love sometimes means that we need to say the hard things. To speak truth in love means that we are prepared to acknowledge a few things about each one of our journeys. I don't know about you, but when I take a few quiet 5-minute moments to look in the mirror every morning, I ask a couple of questions. The first one, as I glance at the reflection, is, how did this happen? And the second is, how can I be better than I was yesterday? How, by the grace of God, can I behave better? Speak with kindness and gentleness and love to a broken, shattered world that needs encouragement, support, and affirmation. Each of us, through this passage, is invited to take that moment of reflection at least once a day, to prayerfully commit ourselves to a new way of being. Next week, we will celebrate baptism in this parish again this summer. And as we celebrate in that baptism and pay attention to the liturgy of the baptism, we are reminded that it speaks of becoming a new creation. A new creation in Christ at our baptism. That we are called to put away the old, indeed to cast it off, to put on the new, and intentionally and deliberately, prayerfully decide by our covenant with Christ to be a new creation in him every single day. Whether you were baptized as a baby or as a teen or an adult, the commitment to Christ is the same. It is to say, I will intentionally choose my words. I will intentionally know when to be silent. I will intentionally do my very best to not only correct my own behavior, but also to reach out to others in love and acceptance. Not the way I think they should be, but rather the way God has made them to be. To accept people the way they are and leave it to God and to the gospel to help them to grow and to learn. The passage continues. In your anger, do not sin. Do not let the sun go down while you're still angry. And do not give the devil a foothold. Scripture affirms beyond a shadow of a doubt that there are two great forces at work in and outside of the church all the time. We believe as Christians that the forces of light and hope, joy and peace that radiate through the life and witness of Jesus Christ are real and relevant and revitalizing in our lives. But we also know that there are forces of darkness, doubt, fear, anxiety, all those things that challenge us and leave us vulnerable to making mistakes. Mistakes that we need to acknowledge and be able to ask God for forgiveness for a fresh and new beginning. It doesn't say that anger is a sin. A matter of fact, it might be very healthy for us to express anger, as long as the intention is never to hurt the other person. But to claim our own anger and examine where that comes from so that we can honestly and in a transparent way share the vulnerability of our feelings and yet with the intent to make things healthy and right. For in our families and in the church, there are many times where things do not go the way we hope they would go. And sometimes we have influence and sometimes we don't. And yet, to correct the mistake is a responsibility that we need to carefully consider our role, not only in our marriages, but with our children, our grandchildren, our neighbors, and those that we pray and fellowship with. And the passage goes on. He who has been stealing must steal no longer, but must work, do something useful with his own hands, that he may have something to share with those in need. The first point is very clear. When we make a mistake and we're prepared to acknowledge, I made a mistake, sometimes it is a mistake of an action, and sometimes it is a mistake of an inaction. And it happens for every single one of us. The reality that we are called to is to be able to reach out to each other in love and in support, but also if we've made a mistake, to not repeat it. For an action once is a mistake, an action twice in a row is an intent. The other piece to this is to know that we have been forgiven by Christ. And therefore, part of our Christian journey is a willingness to reach out and forgive each other. For if we're not willing to forgive each other, can we truly expect Christ to forgive us for our mistakes that we make every day? And the passage continues. Do not let any unwholesome talk come out of your mouth, but only what is helpful for building others up according to their needs, that it may benefit those who listen. The most powerful muscle in our body can sometimes be considered the tongue. My brother once shared with me that he believes that when he gets to the kingdom of God, that there will be a huge television screen that would play for everyone in the kingdom everything he ever said. Something to think about. And do not grieve the Holy Spirit of God, with whom you were sealed for the day of redemption. Get rid of all bitterness, rage, and anger, brawling and slander, along with every form of malice. Be kind and compassionate to one another, forgiving each other, just as in Christ God forgave you. In every relationship that we have, we are called to bring healing and hope and wholeness as ambassadors of Christ, for we are called to imitate Christ in all of our relationships. With thanksgiving for the gospel, amen.